This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2. By the way, friends, we're just kind of off. I don't want to call it a little special here, but the fact of the matter is we are not paper tigers here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, so do bear with us as we are fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and winning our freedoms. We had a veteran today out at Menards, fascist Menards, corporates assuming authority that governors don't even have by telling you, you better comply or you cannot buy your sell. Does that sound familiar, friends? Does anybody know enough of history to understand what's being replayed today? They have no authority to do it, and we reminded them and at least 1,000 cars that passed us today slowly because they had to pay attention to what we were saying. We made them understand as to what's going on. 85% of the people are fully agreed. And then you have the other percentage, friends, that, you know, that they're kind of in the limbo. But it's interesting how they're enjoying the freedoms that someone had to fight, bleed, and die to give them, right? Well, with that said, I started off last hour with a veteran that said he wanted to go inside of the Menards to buy a flag, a veteran, a disabled veteran from that of Vietnam. He said, Bradley, how about I go buy a flag? So my wife and my son followed him in to the store, and I want you to see what happened. And Steph, if you could go ahead and narrate this again, I just want to show you how far these fascist corporations are willing to go, even going so far as to attack one of our veterans. Now, I want you to see this really quick. If you're on social media platforms, check it out on Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto social media platforms. You'll see us there. Subscribe, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Also, go to BeforeIt'sNews.com. You'll see the same thing there on the front page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Really quick before I play this, we have a caller calling up right now on GCN on Comrex. Can you go ahead and share with me as to who's calling in and where it is that they're calling from? Let's go back over to social media platforms. Steph, go ahead and narrate as well.
So, yes, this veteran, for those of you who are watching, if you're not watching, I'll just talk you through it. We're walking into a Menards because he wanted to purchase an American flag. He is a Vietnam veteran who has served his country, and because of his service to our country, businesses like Menards are able to have their business here today. As soon as we walk through the door, this lady with a mask on, almost like they're just
shame
waiting for someone, just like a Gestapo
right
at the front door, just saying, hey, get your mask on, this and that, and you got to do this, and you can't film in here. And I said, well, where does it say that I can't film in here? And she said, well, talk to them. Well, these two managers, we've got a lady
manager.
We got a lady manager and another manager. This other woman was yelling at me from across the thing.
Yep, look at all the sheep going in there.
And
all the sheep, all those that complied with their unconstitutional orders, they weren't harassed. The only people that were harassed was the veteran that refused to comply, that wanted to buy a flag along with my son and my wife.
So, yeah, so we just walked in, and I was just walking behind them to be able to capture what was happening on video because, you know, you can't trust anything people say anymore. You actually have to just, this is literally how it happened. So as they're walking down, the veteran's just going down the aisle trying to find a flag. And this manager is still walking with them. Both managers are walking with them, almost like it's some sort of threat.
They're stalking him.
They're saying, when I turned the corner here, for those of you watching, he said, no one's going to serve interview here. No one's going to
think about that. You have people in a business in America that refuse to wear a mask that doesn't work, say at the manufacturers, because this 70-year-old veteran, Vietnam veteran, refused to wear a mask. They wouldn't let him buy a flag.
Yep, and he said he also...
And they're stalking him, and the employees at this fascist company called Menards in Minnesota is telling that veteran, we're not going to serve you. We're not going to serve you. I want you to think about what's going on here, friends, because this is fascism to the very definition of its meaning.
He's still stalking him right now. He also said the police are already probably on their way, he said.
We already dealt with the police. The police were awesome.
Exactly. So, and then he said, you know, you're trespassing on private property. It's like, well, this is a place of business, and we are coming in here to buy a flag. And then he tells me I can't film, and I said, well, is that a law? And he says, well, it's a policy. And, you know, really at that point in time, they really just proved the point of why we were demonstrating, the fact that they're harassing customers, the fact that you can't buy anything if you don't comply with what they're saying. They're saying they're calling the police, not even knowing what medical condition he may or may not have.
It doesn't matter. We don't even need to go that far. We don't throw our constitutional rights off at the front door because they want to tell us otherwise.
But what I'm saying is they're literally medically can be dangerous for this man. They're not even caring.
It's dangerous for people to put a mask on.
Exactly.
Okay, so we need to put that into perspective, folks. I got Adam calling, who did the protest out in Michigan. Adam, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How did it go for you in Michigan, my friend?
Oh, it went really well. Handed out a lot of pocket constitutions.
Amen.
Had a lot of thumbs up, a few thumbs down, you know, a few middle fingers up, you know, all that kind of
Yeah, they want to educate you.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time.
That's their version of retort, right, Adam? I mean, they want to go ahead and give you the finger when, in fact, what they should be telling you is thank you for actually taking the time to educate them. And it's what's funny about it to me is how many people I've seen today that just, you know, you're speaking to conscience. Conscience means with knowledge. And you're speaking to them what they already know. But I'll tell you what happened today. Is the courage just to take a stand was inbred into those people because it's contagious. And Hebrews 1:7 tells us that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, my friend, and fire is contagious. Everybody's tired of it, Adam, but how many people are willing to stand up and actually mean what they say?
And we noticed you, Adam, were out there with your family,
yes,
your
you
children,
were.
You guys fighting the good fight of faith. You know, I want to just encourage you, Adam, too, for a moment, and all of our listeners, that I remember one time we always do a booth at the Minnesota State Fair. We had some people, and we said, hey, why don't you have you and your, you know, couple girls come out and kind of volunteer? And I remember the response we got from the dad was, I'm not going to put them through that. And it's like, put them through what? What you're doing
Look
is you're
that.
Training your children to be able to stand up for their beliefs as Christians, as patriots. And getting the word out there, it's a very good lesson. For someone said today, you know, we're on the right side of history today. And it's interesting to know
we
that
are.
Our children are going to be raised up and said, you know what? When this was coming down, my parents didn't sit on the sideline. My parents protested. And not only that, they brought us along with as well so we could learn how to demonstrate our, you know, our
it's
constitutional
not a there's
rights.
No better way, is there, Adam, to actually teach your kids than to lead the way.
Yep.
It's really the only way, and that's what I've been doing over the last year, especially now, you know, standing up, speaking out repeatedly. You know, I've been a part of organizing and the MC of, you know, a half dozen or more rallies last year, and my daughter, actually. So after we were at Menards, you know, you were talking about the family. My daughter got asked to speak. This is her third time now getting to speak at a rally. And so right from
Adam,
the argument, we went to Michigan State University.
Adam, yes. I got a hard break coming up. Hold over with me. Can I get that little rocker,
yes.
Bethany, on the radio with us, too, that was doing
yes.
the Michigan
Absolutely.
Protest? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back, friends. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to thesonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Adam, who is doing his part in Michigan concerning their protest. Now, do I still have Adam, or do I have that little boat rocker, Bethany?
You have both of us.
Okay, cool. Well, I just talking to the phone, so you guys are on national radio right now, and they need to hear what you have to say. So with that said, how did it go for you, Bethany? Were you proud to be an American today?
I absolutely was. I always am. You know, we had, like everyone has said, it's been both the positives and the negatives. For me, I was there for my kids and for all children, especially. For those of you that are not aware, yesterday in Michigan, we had another mandate that was dropped that says all children from ages 2 to 4 are now requiring masks at all times in Michigan.
No.
And that is obviously complete garbage.
It is. There's nothing legal about it. There's nothing constitutional about it. How many times have we busted these same people giving these unconstitutional edicts at dinner, out with their friends in different countries, telling everybody here in America to stay home and sacrifice? Well, they're out in San Juan at their daughter's wedding, or going to Mississippi 30 minutes after posting and going spending time with their families in Mississippi for Thanksgiving, but leaving a message for all of us to stay home and sacrifice. No, these are the said representatives that have been busted on hot mics, calling it political theater, saying we got to put up these false pretenses of social distancing. Folks, the problem that we're having in this country is you believe those that don't know how to tell the truth, and the people that tell you the truth, you don't believe. In other words, these people know how to lie better than most of you people know how to tell the truth, and that's why they're getting away with it. But there's no constitutional authority whatsoever for them to tell anybody to put a mask on. Anybody. So we need to put that into perspective. But then again, Bethany and Adam and Stephanie, that's exactly why we were out protesting today, because they don't have the authority, do they?
Amen. You know, part of Whitmer's staff, just after they had done one of their great press conferences last week, we then learned that one of her staff members headed down to Florida and She even had, I believe it was her son, was homesick in quarantine. And
I seen that.
Left her son and went to Florida. So, yeah, it's just crazy.
Enough.
And the thing that bothers me the most about today was the people that I would see, you know, driving by us and honking in support as they have a mask hanging from their rearview mirror.
Or on the chin.
Yeah.
Or,
no,
yes, sorry. On their chin. So,
you know,
that breeds tyranny.
It does. And Bradley and Bethany, Bradley would say the same thing when these people, they'd come out and they'd honk their horn as they got the mask, you know, on, hanging on their thing or like below their. It's like, guys, that's good that you honk and you're supportive, but you need to not add strength to tyranny and take that mask off. It's not enough to complain about it. And you know, I'm just going along to get along. No. What if our forefathers just went along to get along? Where would we be at today? We have to understand that if we don't nip this thing in the bud right now, where is it going to go from here? This should scare every single American
straight.
As far as what we're seeing going on in our country today. This is not Germany of old. This is America, but we're seeing the same types of tyrannical, you know.
Well, this is what happens when people don't learn from history.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Adam, I got some more calls. Bethany, I have some more calls. So I
will give you guys.
Yep, I will give you the last word in Michigan, and I totally appreciate you guys standing up and doing what you were doing there. I honestly don't think that there's a better message that we can send to America. I don't think there's a better radio show that we can have on radio nationally right now or internationally than what we're doing right now, because action speaks a lot louder than words. And what I want to do, Adam and Bethany, is if you guys have any final thoughts, please go ahead and share away so I can start taking some of these thoughts or phone calls. Forgive me.
All right. I just want to say thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be a part of this event. Hopefully we touched a lot of people, and everybody stand strong together on the Rock of Truth.
Amen. Amen. A boat rocker.
Thank you, guys.
get involved in your local community.
Yes.
The only way these things change is get vocal locally and understand the corruption in your own backyard. Stop fighting with your neighbors about things in Washington, D.C. They want you to fight with your next-door neighbor about something thousands of miles away and not talk to them. So stop that. Go talk to your neighbors. Get involved locally, and that is going to make the changes we need.
Amen. Totally appreciate you guys. I got an EMT. We got Steve calling from Minnesota. Well, hey, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. You are actually a part of this protest today, and I thought what was so advantageous about having you with us today, Steve, is the fact that you're an EMT. So how did it go for you? What are your thoughts?
Well, I enjoyed myself. I'd say the highlight was when them nice little homeschool girls and their mom came and stood next to me, because it gives me hope in the future that they were there. And I had a long talk with one of the guys that came up that he tried to say that we shouldn't be comparing this to Nazi Germany. And
oh,
I said,
goodness.
Well, I said, why do you assume that it's the end of Hitler's reign that we're comparing it to and not the beginning? I said, do you know what the beginning was like? I said, you know, why? I toured Dachau when I was over there, and I was over in Germany in Berlin the week after the Berlin Wall came down. I looked over and saw what Soviet Union-style living was like. And I didn't serve in the Gulf War to have Menards treat me that way. And my question to them was, if I came in there in a wheelchair, would you make me get a doctor's note out to prove I needed to be in the wheelchair? Would you make me enforce to have you leave the aisles wide enough that I could get my wheelchair through? And they said, well, we're accommodating you for without a mask by letting you order online and then meeting us out of back. And I'm like, well, you couldn't tell a person in the wheelchair to shop online. You know, on one hand, they're telling us, oh, we have to be law-abiding and respect their rights as a private business. But then they're violating the law, which is the Civil Disabilities Act.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
So they're the biggest lawlessness. And besides that, they came into town with tax increment financing, and they could have never built that building without all that government money. And so they took all the government money and then call themselves private.
Yeah. Yep. And again, you know what? Policy undermines the Constitution, and that's what they mean to do. But there's enough people in this country that are ignorant and constitutionally illiterate, Steve, that that's how they get away with what they do. When the American people realize that is not lawful conduct, they're going to understand who's wronging them rather than looking at guys like us that were standing up today and protesting them for their lawlessness as the bad guys. People really need to become educated concerning their founding documents, which is all predicated upon the Word of God. But I thought it was fantastic. Again, Steve, as I said to Adam and Bethany over there in Michigan today, there's not a better message that we can bring forth. And it's not just today, it's every day of the week. If everybody that's on radio today would actually get out there and lead the way, you've been given an opportunity. You've been obligated by God to stand up and do something about what's going on in your country. Get a bunch of people, go out to the streets, and begin to take it into the enemy's land, because the only thing that they can retort to is the fact that you're going to see them give you the finger. They're going to call you stupid. They're going to call you this, that, or the other thing. But the fact of the matter is, we know we're right, and they know we're right. That's the only reason they're mad, is because they're guilty of doing the wrong thing. So, again, we have to put this in perspective. I'll give you the last word, Steve.
Well, they were ashamed for not being us.
Yeah.
That was what they were doing. When I told them, I said, you know, I got sick and injured from being in the military, and I can't take my health back from the government. I agreed to do that for constitutional rights. And now you took my constitutional rights away, and you won't give me my, you can't give me my health back. So I want my constitutional rights until the day I die. Because I made that trade, served my 8 years, gave them everything I had to give, and I expect them to keep their end of the bargain.
You know, I think you made a good point, Steve, and Tim talked about this too, is, you know, you assume that we're talking about, you know, Hitler at the end of his reign. We're looking at the same kind of patterns and characteristics taking place even now.
Identical.
From the beginning.
Identical.
So when you go and look at that, you can't just say, well, it's not that bad. It's not like this and this is happening. Well, how do you think that happens? It happens with compromise, little by little by little. Another right taken away, another.
Yep.
Even the Jews. The Jews couldn't swim in certain pools, so they made their own. The Jews can't go to these certain schools.
Well, the non-compliant are the ones that are being ostracized. Size,
very
yes.
much so, and it's not just Menards, but Menards is one of the worst. But it's interesting to note that people won't really do something about it, it seems like, for the most part, until it's right at their front door. Well, when it's right at your front door, it's too late. That's why you have to learn from history and say, you know what? I'm seeing a lot of patterns that are the same from what was going on in Germany here. This is America. We cannot let this happen.
Totally appreciate it. Thank you for the call, Steve. I totally appreciate it. One of many that were out there today protesting in action their love for their God and for their country. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to show you some video on the other side, friends, of what they're doing in California. They're masked. They are literally mass vaccinating retarded special needs kids in California. I'm going to show you some audio video.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a royal procession with military bands as the world remembers Britain's Prince Philip. He was laid to rest earlier today at Windsor Castle. His 4 children walked behind the hearse along with Prince William and Harry. The Queen traveled by car. They were married for more than 70 years. There were only 30 mourners in attendance due to the pandemic. Advisors to the CDC will meet once again. They're looking over cases of people who have developed blood clots after getting the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine.
We want to convey to the American public we have two vaccines that are readily available, the Pfizer and Moderna, and people should continue to roll up their sleeves to get vaccinated.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the use of the vaccine will stay on hold until that time. This is USA Radio News. In San Antonio, Texas, a police officer was shot in the hand. Two people are dead and one person is injured. Police Chief William McManus said the incident started off as what seemed like a routine traffic stop.
And then at some point, I'm not sure why, but the driver pulled a gun and started firing at the officer.
A motive for the shooting is still not known. President Biden has hosted his first face-to-face meeting at the White House since becoming president. He hosted Japanese Prime Minister Suga. He said the two affirmed their ironclad support for the U.S.-Japanese alliance, as well as shared security in the region.
Committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Biden said, both are committed to advancing shared values. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
1-866-582-9933. Check us out on social media platforms. Friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and go to the right side of the page. You'll see social media platforms there. I'm going to play some more video here in just a moment. And if you want to check us out, do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, go to the right side of the page. There's also 10 to 15 articles combating the mainstream media's lies. Facts are stubborn things. We don't ask the devil for permission to obey God here, period. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, we're over there on the front page as well. And, folks, I know that there's some people over on Facebook right now on that social media platform saying the numbers. Yeah, I know. We have 745,000 friends, right? And notice that they open up the faucet to about 34 people concerning our articles. For some reason or another, the American people have been led to believe that Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter have the right to do that. They don't have the right to do that. But rest assured, we're on different platforms. Me and Tim, Tim Brown's morning show, we're reaching about 50,000 to 75,000 people a day, okay? So just, it's okay. We appreciate it. Thanks for telling us what's going on. But again, friends, this is what they do to the people that tell you the truth, because they don't want to be exposed for their crimes. Again, that's what we're supposed to do. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and that's why we're on the offensive here. We're not on the defensive here, friends. Okay? But again, thanks for the heads up. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, two more segments. I want to give you some information that you may have not caught over the last week, especially my weekend friends here. But I do want to let you know that in California right now, as a matter of fact, the resource is that of InfoWars, Alex Jones's outlet. Now, I want to say this. I've been saying this for years, friends, that what's going on here has a lot of similarities to that of the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler. Well, if you consider Operation Paperclip, you'll understand it. If you understand who the Bushes are, Prescott Bush was indicted in 1942. That's George Bush's daddy, and George W. Bush's granddaddy, who was indicted for actually illegally financing Hitler's war. No, you can go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. I invite you to do so. But it's interesting how these guys over here, and thank God that they're doing it, but they're beginning to catch on to what's been going on for a long time here. Matter of fact, I want to show you on social media platforms, if you're on one right now, and I want you to hear carefully as to what they say, and I'm going to play the video for you in a moment. So they're going after the mentally disabled. Does that sound a little Gestapo to you? Does that sound like this is something that we've seen from the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler? It's exactly what we've seen. In California, they reported, Alex Jones's outlet, InfoWars, okay? So they're going after the mentally disabled, housebound people who can't fight back, aren't allowed to say no. Okay? Then they said, geez, this reminds me of the way the Nazis started with the mentally disabled. It's exactly what they did. Hey, folks, how long is it before we start to catch the number of people dying from these vaccinations? Well, I can answer that question, but I'm not going to play the audio right now, the newsreel from Local 12. I believe it's in that of Mississippi. Did you see the father of seven suffers stroke? Family blames the latest vaccination from Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But if you take the time to go over to Health Impact News, you're also going to see that the CDC is, in fact, releasing information that the media is silent about concerning the deaths of those that are taking the vaccination. And I'm talking about Pfizer, I'm talking about Moderna, and I'm talking about the other vaccinations that have been given, friends. But look at this. Did you hear about this? Nope, you didn't hear about that. You did now. But let's go back over to the mentally disabled. I want to show you this video, and I want you to see what's happening in your country. This is in California, where the mentally retarded are being surrounded by the police. They're holding them down, and the Department of Health, if you want to call it that, is jamming a needle into the mentally retarded arms, folks. You're seeing this right now. This is already happening in California. And then after they take their shot, you know, they're sitting there kicking up against it, saying, no, I don't want the shot. Well, what happens? Then the police and the Department of Health, they clap their hands and say, oh, now you're inoculated. Now you've been vaccinated. If you can see on social media platforms right here, friends, look at this little girl. Does it look like she wants to take her shot? Nope, she's scared to death. She's trying to get away from these Gestapo. What do they do? Well, mom and daddy sitting there doing their job, say they, and they're talking about jamming her, taking the jab. That's the new talk with those that are parodying the propagandists in the United States of America. But does it look like this little girl, for those that can see, does it look like she wants to get the jab? Absolutely not. Look at what they're doing.
They're literally holding her down.
Yeah, they're literally holding her down to take the shot. Isn't this amazing? They're only doing whatever you're letting them get away with, friends. That's exactly what's happening. They're only doing whatever you let them get away with. Here's another one that's disabled. He's mentally retarded. He's got Alzheimer's as well. He can't do anything. Guy just walks over there and jams a needle in his arm. You know, because after all, we did it. Isn't that who the Gestapo were? They were already sold out to the cause of the tyrant. This is exactly what you're seeing in front of your faces today. Now, folks, I know that there's some people out there that still have not quite gotten what's taking place on a 24/7 basis in this country. As I said earlier, it's not the virus that's under attack. It's the rights of the people that are under attack. So there you have it. There you have it. Just wanted to show you what's happening to the mentally retarded in California. I wonder where the law is that says that they have to do that. Oh, that's right. There isn't one. That's right. There is no law. Right? We're just pretending with the likes of those that lie to us 24/7. We're just pretending with those people that we know have no truth in them. John 8:44. Isn't that what's happening? Absolutely. Here, I got another piece of audio for you. You guys have all heard of Jim Jordan, right? He's your newest version of a great American appeaser. What is he doing? Oh, you know what? The conservatives were sold this day that Jim Jordan grills Anthony Fauci in fiery exchange. I want you to listen carefully to what Jim Jordan, by the way, he's caught up, he's embroiled in scandal that has to do with sodomites in his college. The man's a liar. He's extorted. He's doing what he's told to do, just like Trey Gowdy, just like Ted Cruz, just like Jason Chaffetz. But here's the newest one, friends. Here's the newest one. Daryl Issa is another one. They're doing nothing but entertaining you out of your God-given rights. Here, I want to play this audio, and I want to play this video, and I want you to listen to carefully. This is some oversight in a congressional hearing. This is meant to merely entertain the American people. They want to give you the illusion that the likes of a Jim Jordan, they're taking care of business, when in fact, I want to ask you a question after we watch and hear this next audio. This is Jim Jordan. Listen carefully.
Well, in your written statement, you say, now is not the time.
Can you turn that up, please, GCN?
Physical distancing and avoiding congregate settings. When is the time? When do Americans get their freedom back? Can you put your mic up?
When the American people get their freedoms back. Listen.
Country. Low enough that it is not a really high threat. What is low enough? Give me a number. What I mean, we had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get more freedom?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly
Stop.
As possible.
Stop.
Can.
Okay. So you just heard, by the way, I want you to understand that we were told last week through the propagandist, through conservative outlets, that there was already 100 million people that were vaccinated. I knew it was not true. Then we went over to the CDC yesterday to find out that they said 66 million people have been vaccinated. They don't have the numbers. They've lost the narrative, friends. Do you understand? That's why they're pushing this. What did Anthony Fauci just say to Jim Jordan? You got to keep in mind, Jim Jordan is the law. Anthony Fauci is not. But you have Jim Jordan asking Anthony Fauci, who is the head of some created bureaucracy, when do we get our freedoms back? I want you to think about that. Do you see what they're doing? They're dumbing down and desensitizing the American people to continuously resort back to Anthony Fauci. And notice, over and over and over again, the microphone and cameras are always on Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, WHO, or this current administration, who, by the way, after 4 months, had his first public meeting. What can't tyrants do to you, Americans? What can't they do? Does someone want to answer that, please? 1-866-582-9933. They are so encouraged by your tolerance that they are at will to do whatever they want to do. Listen to what's going on here. Hey, folks, yesterday it came on the news feed again, behind Confusion by Design, Daniel 9-7, telling you 100 million people were vaccinated. Then they came and they said 66 million people were vaccinated by CDC. Another corrupt organization, by the way. No truth in them. John 8:44. And then in their confusion, they blurted the truth out again yesterday and told us that now 77 million people have been vaccinated. But did you just hear what Anthony Fauci said to that of Jim Jordan? We want to get as many people vaccinated as possible. Why? I'm going to play this now, but why? Because they don't have the numbers. Do you understand? People are not going along with it the way that they want to go along with it. Why do you think that these said governors keep kicking the can down the road, aggrandizing power unto themselves that they don't have? In the state of Minnesota just yesterday, or the day before, Tyrant Tim Walz, the 13th time he invoked emergency orders, which are in stark contrast to our Constitution, not once, not five times, not 10 times, but 13 times. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play the rest of this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on travel, heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, only to further solidify the point that people are looking to have their itching ears itched. You can see that when you actually demonstrate and exhibit to them what it takes to win your freedoms back, they're not taken with that, because it sees that there's a truth that demands a response, and it's a response that most people don't want to give because they want someone else to give it instead of themselves. See, they love their freedom so much like a politician that they're willing to let somebody else sacrifice themselves to give it. And today's show is a prime example. There's not a better thing that we could do or share with you as listeners and watchers right now than what took place today. And that's exactly why we're out there protesting tyranny. Hey, folks, the communists have a tactic, for those that don't understand or don't know what it is. I'm about to give it to you. The communists have a tactic that when they feel mush, they see you, that you are easily controlled, that they can just go right over the top of you. They're encouraged by that. They say, proceed. They say, if you feel mush, the communists do, proceed. But they say, if you feel the steel of the people, retreat. Until they feel your steel, they are not going to retreat. Okay? Let's get back over to this video, audio. Let's get back over to these two clowns in the circus of politics. Again, Americans, the conservatives want you to believe that this is the best that you've got. Nope, they are doing nothing but shielding corruption in government. And now they have a new appeaser. An American named Jim Jordan, who's embroiled in another scandal. And it's interesting how he is the fox in the chicken coop. And you're going to see and understand, if you have a lawful perspective as to what I'm saying right now, you're going to get it right away. But what you're listening to is Jim Jordan, a congressional oversight, an individual that was elected to a representative position in government, or at least we're told, asking an appointed bureaucrat, when do we get our freedoms back? And see, the conservatives of the day are appeased by these little shows that they put on, these little acts that they put on for the American people. I want to tell you something. Justice guards our liberties, friends. Justice guards our liberties, and guess what's not being delivered up? By the likes of a Trey Gowdy, by the likes of a Jason Chaffetz, by the likes of a Daryl Issa, a Ted Cruz, and now a Jim Jordan. It goes no further than them talking big. Here, let's go ahead and finish that off. Listen to this, friends. This is Jim Jordan grilling Anthony Fauci.
To get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when. And I believe when that happens, you will see.
What determines when?
The threat's not over, by the way, friends, until they get what they want, and that's why the can keeps getting kicked down the road.
When do we get to the point? What measure, what standard?
You can see he's laughing.
Outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're
asking them when Americans get their liberties and their freedoms back.
People from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
It's just a show.
I disagree with you on
that.
You think
the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not.
This will end.
Because he's got a mask on.
When we get the level of infection very low, it is now at such a high level.
He's lying.
Threat again of major.
Dr. Fauci, over the last year, Americans' First Amendment rights have been completely attacked. Your right to go to church.
See,
your right
doing
to
everything
government, right
your right in front
of your government, freedom of the press, freedom of speech have all been assaulted. I mean, for a year now. Americans haven't been able to go to church. Even today, when they go to church, they're limited in the size of worshipers who can meet.
Well, where'd they get the authority to do that, friends?
Oh, my goodness.
They don't.
We had a curfew last fall in Ohio. You had to be in your home at 10. In Pennsylvania, you had to be in your home. When you're in your home, you had to wear a mask. In Vermont, when you're in your home, you didn't have to wear a mask, Dr. Fauci, because you weren't allowed to have people.
A mask in your home.
Yeah, Congressman Jordan.
Your ability to petition your government for a year, American citizens haven't been able to come to their capital to petition their government to talk to their representatives and freedom of the press.
You can see he's smiling.
Representative Scalise just showed you and talked about. Guess what? The press isn't allowed in those facilities. The press is not. The Biden administration will not let the press in there. And certainly freedom of speech. I mean, freedom of... The governor of our third largest state meets with physicians, and that video is censored because they dare to disagree with Dr. Fauci?
Yep.
So
you heard it.
When do Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?
They never lost them.
I don't think anything was censured because they felt they couldn't disagree with me. I think you're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
It's not a personal thing.
It's totally personal.
That is exactly what you're doing.
No, your recommendations carry a lot of weight, Dr. Fauci. We just
had
the chair of the Financial Services Committee said she loves you, and you're the greatest thing in the world.
Will my recommendations yield? Are consistent.
Will the gentleman yield?
No, it's my
now, could I
you see this, folks?
Please. My recommendations are not a personal recommendation.
You have the law asking the criminal when we get our freedoms and our liberties back.
I'm asking the question, what measures have to be attained before Americans get their First Amendment liberty?
We never lost them, friends. Here, let's just end on that note, because Jim Jordan is misleading the people by saying, when do we get our rights back? When do we get our freedoms back? I'm here to remind you, Americans, you never lost them.
You just forfeited them.
You forfeited them.
You know, it's interesting at this protest today, we were blessed by several veterans being there. We had Steve who called in, who's a veteran. We had the veteran who tried to buy the American flag. We had another gentleman who actually joined us in the protest, who his dad fought in World War II. So he was fighting against, he was saying to us, his father was fighting against the very things that he's seeing taking place in our country today. So he joined us at the protest there. And it's interesting that these men, we do a lot of tea parties and things, and a lot of these men who have already fought for their country, who have already stood up, laid their life on the line, their buddies' lives on the line, and they are continuing to fight here today. Let me ask you a question for all of you who are listening as you're seeing this. What are you doing? You know, you kind of have to ask yourself, boy, I guess maybe I complain to my wife about it. Maybe I put things on Facebook about it. But what are you doing? You know, 1 John 3:18 is kind of the motto of our ministry. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We are giving people the truth, and it's only the truth that sets men free. Like Bradley always says, when did hate ever tell the truth? It doesn't. Only love does that. We have nothing to gain by doing this except for people's disdain, and hopefully that their eyes will be open, because the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But we want to encourage you who are out there, listen, you're not alone. Sometimes you might think you're alone because you see in the media they put a one-sided thing where everybody supposedly is going along with everything. That's not the case.
That's why they want you social distancing, because
so
once you talk to your neighbor, you're going
to
find out they think just like you do.
You go to
get back together and communicate.
That's right. You go to a gas station, grocery store, I encourage you to talk to some total stranger and see where he's at with things, and I think you're going to get encouraged by people coming together. And I think for those of you who listen to the Sons of Liberty, you know, on social media, through the radio show, through maybe at an event, and you say, wow, I'm really glad, you know, a guy like you is out there, or a ministry like you is out there, please do support our work, because we cannot do what we do apart from people supporting our work. I always tell people, Christ is on the head of us, but we all have our different parts in the body. You know, we go out and do these things. You can go out and do these things in your own community. You can get involved in so many different ways. You can give to be able to support us to continue to be doing these things that you're so, all right, for those of you who have listened, you like high-fiving people and getting encouraged, and people are honking their horns today and giving us a thumbs up. They're being encouraged, but it's our hope that it only takes a spark to ignite a flame. But for those of you who are saying, listen, I want to be a part of helping this thing spread, because that's exactly what needs to happen, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can click on the Spread the Word button. It's right there on the landing page. Click on that Spread the Word button, and you can become a son or daughter of liberty. And a son or daughter of liberty means that you support what we're doing on a monthly basis. So that means whatever you can afford to do, you put it down in there, and it's a continual basis of a foundation for us to be able to continue to be out there. Or you can do a one-time donation. No donation is too small or too big to help in fighting the good fight of faith to make
sure
that our liberties...
You sound like you're running out of gas.
I am running out of gas. Our liberties and freedoms are preserved. You know, we've been out there for... This is not a pat on the back. We've been out there for 4 hours,
yeah,
doing the radio show for 2 hours. We got our family doing this thing together. You know, like I said many times, ministry for us is not a 9-to-5. It's a 24-7.
If
that means late nights, if that means early mornings, whatever that means, we're being spent for the gospel's sake. So please support us so we can continue to be spent for not only the gospel's sake, but for our constitutional freedoms that God gave us anyway. We forget, our rights do not come from the generosity of the states. Our rights come from the hand of God, who blessed this nation, because we founded this nation as one nation under God with godly principles that came directly from the Word of God. And that's why we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, because our rock was founded upon Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we need to repent
Which nobody can
deny. Amen. You can't deny it. It's all over Washington.
Well, we're still waiting 17 years later for someone to prove us wrong.
That's right.
And the fact of the matter is, we know where we came from. We know our history. And the fact of the matter is, if you don't, that's why we're going in the direction that we're going. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death, folks. Let's get this right. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, Matthew 7. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in a day in 23. Folks, we got to get some rest here. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.